If you wanna eat local in San Marcos, then turn that dial or click that link, tune into San Munchies.
Hello, hello, San Marvelous. It's been a minute, but DJ E Money is back to bringing you the hottest local food businesses in another episode of San Munchies. If your mouth is still watering from the breakfast burrito episode, you'll definitely want to keep your ears peeled for the next 4 minutes. It's everyone's late night craving, the one thing everyone can agree on, a classic you can pretty much count on at any social gathering, pizza! In San Marcos, the list goes on and on when it comes to pizzerias. In fact, it would probably take me a whole month or more to visit every single one, but this episode focuses on three town favorites: Valentino's, Gumby's, and Pie Society. My first stop was Valentino's at 110 North LBJ Drive, right on the square. This shop may look small on the outside, but once you step through that door, you'll realize it's packed full of personality. Valentino's opened in 1981, so it has a lot of character to it. To me, the vibrant red and brick walls gave the restaurant energy and added to the overall experience of eating there. It felt like a great place to grab a drink and slice with my friends and watch the game or listen to some live music. When I was there, I had to get their classic pizza, the Val. This guy was chocked full of pepperoni, hamburger, Italian sausage, bell peppers, onions, and black olives. I'm not usually a fan of all these toppings, but let me tell ya, Valentino's does a pretty good job at blending them all together. I was not disappointed with my choice of pizza. All of the flavors blended nicely in my mouth. That, coupled with the atmosphere of the shop, made me super excited to come back soon and catch some local musicians for their live music Wednesdays. The next place I hit up is a San Marcos staple, Gumby's Pizza. Honestly, can you even call yourself a San Martian if you haven't been to Gumby's? If you couldn't already guess, I had to get the most eclectic of all Gumby's pizzas, the Stoner Pie. The Stoner Pie is topped with pizza sauce, mozzarella sticks, pepperoni, french fries, bacon, and if that wasn't enough, even more mozzarella. This pie has pretty much every late night craving you can imagine, all in one place. You'd think all these flavors would be overwhelming, but it's the exact opposite. This pizza fills you up fast and satisfies your tummy after a long night. That being said, in my opinion, the Stoner Pie isn't my choice for a normal go-to pizza choice. The abundance of flavors happening all at once in your mouth can be a lot on your palate for just any normal day. I like to reserve this wild pie for special occasions with friends, especially since you can order a massive 20-inch pizza to share with everyone. The last pizzeria I paid a visit to was Pie Society, just behind campus on North LBJ Drive. The atmosphere of Pie Society was my favorite out of the three. I grew up listening to emo music, Blink 182, Sum 41, and the like, and that's exactly what you can expect to hear when you step through those doors. The feel of the restaurant is edgy and unique. I found myself wanting to stay and hang out there even after I finished my meal. Speaking of meals, I got a slice of their 78666 pizza. This is their meat lover's pizza packed full of Italian sausage, pepperoni, and bacon, not a veggie in sight. If you're anything like me, you'll want your pizza packed with protein, then the 78666 is the way to go. A common problem with a lot of meat lover's pizzas is the greasiness of the meat. Pie Society did not have this issue. I didn't feel like I was drowning in fatty oils as I was enjoying my slice. One thing that sets Pie Society apart from the rest is the option to buy by the slice. If you come during their peak lunch and dinner times, you can get a whole variety of slices. And now for the portion of the segment that everyone's been waiting for, the reckoning. Valentino's versus Gumby's versus Pie Society. For me, Pie Society has to take the prize for best pizza experience in San Marcos. It's close, convenient, and crazy good. It's definitely the place to go when you're eating by yourself or trying to get a quick bite. I'm a music major and have most of my classes in the music building, so it's super tempting to walk over and grab a slice after I'm done for the day. However, if we're judging on late night eats, I'd say Valentino's and Gumby's have Pie Society beat. Both joints are open till the wee hours of the morning on select nights. Gumby's is open till 4 a.m. every day, making it my go-to hangout with my friends after a long night. Valentino's has their walk-up window for late night slices on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights until 3 a.m. It's a great way to end the festivities of San Marcos nightlife on the square. All of these pizza places are awesome in their own ways, and I'm 100% positive I'll be back. You can't beat pizza! Make sure to click that link on ktswblog.net for more info on this episode and turn that dial to tune in for the next episode where I seek out the best ice cream in San Marcos.